Hi, welcome to another episode of the podcast. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, this is the Sweet Generous Podcast, and I am your host, Adebolu. I'm so excited today because I have with me on the podcast the financial accountant, Miss Dolapo, and she'll be giving us some financial advice on budgets, income, savings, and the likes. I really want you to listen attentively. She's a really wonderful person, and I've gained so many financial advice from her over the years. So I want you to listen attentively and try to grab as much as you can from her. And I hope you enjoy this episode. I told my listeners you'll be helping us out or offering us some financial advice on some basic things we need to know as regards our income, our budgets, our finances in general. So we'll be turning the table towards you, and I want you to have a go at it and just start. You have the platform to yourself, ma.
All right. Now, one thing people don't understand is that it's always good when people like try to give them financial advice, but they feel that when you're trying to advise them on their finances, it's like you're prognosing in their financial matters, or you want to know how their money is being spent, know what they are receiving monthly, but they don't know that it is always for their own good. Now, what do we call finance? Assets. How to manage money, how to manage your resources, how to manage your assets and your liabilities. But most people believe that talking about finance is like, what's your business? How I spend my money. How I spend my money does not affect you. It's none of your business.
I don't pay.
Exactly, which is not correct, because most people, they find out that they just waste their money anyhow. At the end of the month, they cannot even account for what they're using their money for. That's why I know some people that even earn more than me. And before the month ends, when me, I'm complaining that, man, I need money. You too, you'll be complaining that you need money. I'm like, what are you using money for? You earn like twice more than me. I'm just always surprised that, please, what are you using money for? Just come and tell me. But I'm not just always saying it's my mind. Like I said, if you ask them, to be as if you want to know how they are spending their money. Exactly. So, finance, we have like three types of finance. We have the personal finance, we have corporate finance and government finance, but we don't need all those corporate and government finance, because I know I'm not talking to accounting students alone. So we can just go for the personal finance, like the general finance that, you know, everybody can.
Everybody has.
Or anybody has, or anybody knows about. Yeah. So this personal finance, it is how you spend your money personally, your personal financial life. Okay. Now, we have different types of income. Yes, I'll call it income. You know, some people earn their income daily, some earn their income weekly, some monthly, like me now.
Some hourly.
Exactly. Me, I earn my own income monthly. Why? Because I'm working. But people that do business, they can easily earn their income either weekly or daily. It depends. Now, this is your weekly and daily income or your monthly income. How do you spend it? Somebody that is collecting 200,000 every month, you're not buying food, you're staying with your parents, you're not buying clothes every month, you're not paying house rent, you're not paying children's school fees, and by the middle of the month, you're complaining that you're broke and you need 200,000. And for sure, I'm sure your transport fare cannot be up to 50,000 in a month. So please, what are you using your money for? That's what I used to ask most people. See, I have one friend there. This is my friend. This girl is always broke. She can never have money. She is always broke. And I'm like, come, babe, what are you using your money for? You're collecting more than me. Like, you're earning more than me in your place of work. And I don't even complain I'm broke like you do every time. Like, every time. So I'm not wondering you that, come, what are you using your money for? At times, I'll just be like, I just wish these people can just talk to somebody that, am I wasting my money or how am I spending my money? Am I spending my money wisely? Now, when income comes to a place, there's something everybody needs to always have for their income. You have to have your budget. You get?
Okay.
But most people, some people say that flat budgets cannot work, Jerry. When I set my budget, I cannot work towards it. No, and the plan will change. I'll see something that will come up. I'll do this, I'll do that. And by the time you know it, they're just spending their money anyhow. I'll come. When you ask them that, exactly, when you ask them that, please, what did you use this money for? They will not even be able to account for it at all. They'll be like, see, I just used this, Jerry. I just used this, I did that, I did this, I did that. They'll never be able to give you a tangible reason why they used that money or why they spent that money. So now, budget is how you plan for your money, how you plan how you spend your money. You know, when you have budget, it helps you to set out priorities. When I collect my salary, I want to buy this first, I need that first. But some people's problem in setting their budget is that they put the needs that they don't want first. They put it on number one.
Or they place their wants before their needs.
Exactly. So when they now put what they know that I don't need this thing now, and they go and put it number one, they now put what they need last, it's going to affect their budget. It's going to affect their income. Why? Because let's say for instance now, okay, when I collect my money, I'll be like, I'm going to work. Are you not meant to even say that, okay, my first priority is that let me even remove my transport fare that will even transport me to this office this next month. Let me remove that one first. I know that, yes, that one has gone. No, some people will first remove the money they use to buy clothes. Is that you don't have clothes to even wear? You first remove the money you use to buy clothes. You first remove the money you use to buy shoes. You show that they can even buy, it might not be an office shoe. You get. So those ones, they are not even setting their priorities right. You have to set your priorities right when you're doing your budget. First things comes first. Last things comes last. That's what people don't understand. You make sure that you have a budget. And budgets works for people a lot, but people don't just know it's because why they don't have budget, they don't set their budget. If you're collecting and you're saying this is how I want to spend it, and at the end of the day, you even have savings out of that 120,000 you're collecting. But because most people, they just spend it as it comes. They'll be like, next month is still January, should be I'll collect another salary.
And they'll say the money is not to anything.
Exactly. That's one thing about people. I said I know people that earn like 200,000 more than. They'll be like, how much is the money gone? They'll be like, how much am I collecting? See, that money is small, Jerry. That money that is not okay for me. You're not paying out strength, though. You're not married, though. You're staying with your parents. They're feeding you. The only thing I know that you can do is just to go to work, maybe buy food at work, or do.
And buy pizza.
Exactly. Nothing else. So, and you'll be saying that, how much are they paying me, Jerry? I'm broke. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. So, those ones, if you come and tell them, oh, yeah. Come, set this your budget. Only the attentive ones will be like, okay, come and help me set this budget. And by the time you help them, they'll be like, wow, I never knew I could even save like this from this 20,000 in a month. So now, that brings us to savings. When you have finance, you have to plan for the future. You cannot just be spending money as if no, Jesus is coming daddy. What happens tomorrow if they sack your office? What happens tomorrow if, God forbid, your business runs down?
You lose your source of income.
Exactly. What happens tomorrow if the person you are looking at as your backup is no more? What happens tomorrow if you are going to be on your own? You don't even think of that. You're just spending Exactly. You are not thinking of the future. You're not thinking of unforeseen circumstances. That's why when you collect your monthly income, part of your budget should be your savings. Always make sure that no matter how little.
Okay, so on my budget, I should first remove my savings.
It might not be your first thing, but make sure that.
Okay, but it must always be included.
Yes, at all. No matter how little, make sure that you are removing something from your monthly income to fall back on when you need it in the future. If you're collecting 120,000 and you're not paying out strength, you're not doing anything, you're just going to work and buying just small things, nothing is stopping you from saving at least 20,000 naira. You get? That's why I see that it's people that have like business, large business, they tend to have more money than those monthly earners. Because those monthly earners, they believe that they can increase my money anytime. I'm working a good
day. And business owners will know how to strategize more than monthly earners.
Okay, because I believe that business owners, most of them, they have vast knowledge in this money thing than these people that are working in an office. They get, because this working in an office, they believe that I can get money anytime. They cannot sack me now. That's why people that they sack unexpectedly, it always shake them. Why? Because they didn't plan for it. They'll be like, hey, where did you come from? I don't even have savings. I don't even have money. I don't even have this. Who will I run to? Who will I go and miss? I mean, who will I? Why? Because they didn't plan for it. That's why if it's that they have savings now, you'll be like, okay, this is my savings. What can I do to it now that I'm out of work? So no matter what in your monthly income, no matter how little, make sure that something is going into your savings account. You can start a savings account. You can decide to have maybe a joint saving account. Maybe you are doing some contribution. You can decide to have this contribution. You can decide to, in fact, now life is more made easier now. If you can even go to bank to save money, you can actually transfer. You can open a savings account. You can transfer. You can. There are so many applications, you know.
And you can also save with the likes of CareerWise,
Piggyvest. There are so many that it's not even difficult. If you say that I don't know how to save, it's not an excuse now at all. So many options have been given to us. It's not compulsory to use bank. You can use all those apps like Piggyvest, like you said. You get some people even do contribution.
Yeah.
That this Yoruba called Ajok. You get.
Yes.
So you don't even have excuse that no, there's no way I can be saving. I have at all. Make sure you are saving income. Make sure that no matter if you save 500 naira, it goes a long way. If you need it, if you want to buy something of 1 million and 500 naira is missing, that money is not complete. You can't buy what you want to buy. If you want to buy something of 10,000 naira and 10 naira is missing, you can't buy something of that 10,000 naira. Why? Because if it's that you have saved that 10 naira, you didn't spend that 10 naira, you have that money to fall back on. And the people don't know that this savings they are talking about, it is not for anybody's good but for your own good. Will you be saving money and somebody will not come and say, hey, are you?
It's just like I remember when a friend went to pay a school fee, and then I think the school fee was like 850,346 naira. And she could not pay because there was no 346 naira there. And I was like, so this little money could actually just deter her from actually carrying out this particular transaction.
I can just imagine. That's why when I was in school, those people that used to want to pay their school fees, even school, the school would not even allow them to pay if your money is mainly like kobo. It will never go. So the little money really matters, especially in this country that we are. 10 kobo matters. If you want to pay
money, so no matter how good you do, should really save.
Because when you save that little, you don't know if it is that little you will need later on. When we put money in our bank account now and they want to remove charges, maybe they have 100 naira and they want to remove monthly charges for maybe like 150 naira, that 50 naira payment you still meet it there, because trust bank, by the time you put plenty money inside, they'll still remove their money, remove their 50
naira. That's true.
So nobody even wants to let go of any money, they will still remove it. That's why in savings you must make sure that this money, you have to back in mind that this money I'm saving this for my good. Nobody can come and spend this my money with me because I'm saving it for myself.
Okay.
I cannot come and say, Bolu, please, that money that you're saving, I know you're saving money. That money that you're saving, come and give me the money. It cannot work. No matter the savings you're doing it for yourself. That doesn't matter what. Mostly, make sure you're saving something. Something is coming out from your monthly income. No, that brings me to.
Right.
How do we undo debt? Why would you be earning so much money before the month runs to an end? You find out that you're already owing a lot of people. I have this friend, this is my friend there. She's always owing. Like, she has not called me one day and said she has called me like debt. Like, she will even tell you that she borrowed money to pay back Bessie. And she will not be owing another Bessie again. Like, how do you do it? Borrow, 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 borrow. You owe.
And she's
paying me. And I collect money every month. Funniest thing is that these people, wow, you know, just give her money. People just give her money, like they just dash her money. And you are winning like this. One of my friends tell me that I'm trying, you know, because how much am I earning? But like I have so many things on my neck. I'm this type of person that I have friends, I have lots of friends. I'm always wanting to be there for people. I have lots of people that really want something from me. Mm. I'm not even wondering that even this my friend is always owing. She doesn't have any responsibility. She doesn't have anything that.
So, how would you advise somebody to avoid debt?
One, now that my friend, that she has gone a long way because people she's owing, I cannot even count. When she calls me like this, that, hey, I'm doing this, so I need to pay this. So, the only one thing about debt is that you'll be having a headache. Debt can lead to depression.
Yes.
When this person, Lenda A is calling you, please, when we pay my money, Lenda B is calling you, when we pay my money, Lenda C is calling you, when we pay my money, and you know that you are even owing a lot of people already, your head will start aching you that, because, oh, come on, how am I even owing this type of people? How would I pay?
Yes.
What did I spend? What did I use this for? That's when you start thinking, what did I use? You know, and people's mistake is that they now do their budgets when they have already finished spending the money. They will not do the budget when they earn the money. They will now want to know how they spent the money. How did this 100,000 finish? They will now bring around. Okay, I bought this.
They'll start cracking their head. Why did you spend this down? I bought this.
Exactly. Why do you not crack your head at the beginning when the money entered? Okay, let me do this. Let me buy this. So, Dev, you owe debt and you start thinking of how and you're collecting money. You think you're collecting money, you now want to go and borrow from someone that's collecting money, someone that is never collecting up to you. It doesn't even make sense at all. That's why those people that are in debt now, my only advice to them is that as soon as they try to clear all their debt, they should live according to their income. I don't know how people think that they live more than how they are earning. Your inflow is 40,000 naira in a month. When you want to check out what you've spent, you spent like 200,000 naira. How are you doing it? You have credit of 50,000 naira. At the end of the month, when you calculate all the money you've spent, all the money that have gone out from you, you'll be having more than that 50,000 naira. How do you do it? How will you not run into debt? There's no way you will do it that you not owe money. And people, they like spending above their means. When I mean spending above their means, you know you cannot afford this thing, but because this person is using this thing, this person has never wants to me, this person has never collected up to me, I must buy this thing, I must use this thing. You don't know what they are fighting for that.
That person that does not even care whether you are giving fine or not.
And the funny thing is that maybe the person, somebody gave it out to the person, you don't even know. You shall want to still lie, I must buy this thing.
Maybe the person is just swallowing in silence that you don't know.
You don't know how the person got what the person is, you know. You shall want to use it because this person is using it. This person is up to me. Lie, it's not possible. That's how some people kill themselves. And some people are really influenced by this thing that we call social media. All these people that you are looking at. You go to your Instagram, you scroll. Look at what the celebrity is wearing. Are you a celebrity yet? Are you making film or are you in the industry? Are you any money like they are any money? Do you even know what they are doing except to get their money? Celebrity, look at what she's using. Let me come and use my own. You use your own, I keep your finances. You use your own, you don't have savings. You use your own, and you start owing money.
So,
live according to your income. Don't live above your means. It is even better to live below your means. Know that when I'm earning 40,000, let me try and spend 20,000 in a month. That way, you won't be on the safer side. And I see no reason why you'll be working, and by the time you move your transport fare from that money, you don't have anything to account for. What are you now working for? How do you be working in a place and you're earning 100,000, 80,000 for transport in a month? What's that? Why are you now working? So when you want to set up for work, you must set up for a work that when you remove your transport fare or your needs, you see a tangible thing to use money for. You still have your savings to remove. You still have people to thank. People to like, there are some people now, they are very good at giving. They give a lot. When you make a list of people you want to give something, I want to give my mommy this, I want to give my daddy this, I want to give my siblings, I want to give my friends. When you remove all those people's thing that you want to give them, you still make sure that you still have something left that you can even fall back on in case of emergency. That's why I like business people. You know that these business people, even if they don't sell for 1 month, they can still have money that they'll be spending. Because this monthly,
yeah. You think so?
Why? Because you know them, they don't earn their money. They don't earn their money.
Yes.
So this business, especially if your business is a big business, by the time you collect, you maybe in a day, you see like 100,000 a day. Even if you don't work for the next 2 weeks, you can still have money from people that are buying from you. People can still be owing you money. You get people can still be owing money. And one thing about business people is that they tend to invest more. That's another way to save your money. Investment. Yes, exactly. Investment. When you invest maybe in land, property, you know, stuff like that. But this monthly earners, they'll be like, how much am I collecting now to invest? That's one of their mentalities. They'll just be saying, how much am I collecting now to invest? But business people don't think like that. They think like they have a vast knowledge about things, about money. They know that if I'm seeing 100,000 a day, let me invest this 100,000, that will give me another 100,000 in 2 weeks. You get? But monthly earners,
yes,
will be like, don't let me invest this month. I'll collect another money next month. That's not coming in. I'm still working now. They're not starting me now. I'll collect another money next month. See, God forbid, do not expect expected. You know, be like, this is that. No. About that, I know. I would have done something. For business people, they get money more, especially if they are doing a very large business. You can never even compare. Why? Because, you know, business is a day-to-day thing. You can sell today, you can sell tomorrow, you can, but office, all your money is like monthly. So no matter if you like do all the work in your office, do the work of your HR, do the work of your accountant, do the work of your, it's still the same money. The money they want to pay you, they'll pay you. They will not say, you have work extra, that was your salary. Like, they will not say it. Only if they want to give you an like just as if maybe you deserve it after some years.
Okay, bonus.
You deserve it, that's when they will give it. Now, when we want to work on our finances, we have to ask ourselves these three questions. What has been the financial mistake I've made in the past? Maybe it's that you have spent your money, you're like, I want money to be correct now. I need to do something about my life. God, I'm not getting young again. I need to do something about my life. I need to be serious. I've worked for 2 years. I don't have anything to account for. The first thing that, what are the financial mistakes you made in the past? How have I spent money? What are the unnecessary things I know that I used to buy? What are the things without priority I know that I used to do? Do not think of what you have been doing in the past. Have you been spending your money in the past? Maybe you've been spending your money on unnecessary things. Maybe you've not been making the right budget. Maybe you've been putting the last thing to come first, or maybe you've been putting the first thing to come last. When you think of all those things and you've not realized and think, it's true. I used to buy phone first. Even when I have a phone, I used to buy phone first before I even do this. It's true. You know, there are some people, they are phone freak. Some people are so material freak. Any money they see, you want to change this, you want to change food, you want to change this, you want to change that. What happened?
I have somebody who said any money left in her account, that she would rather use it, if she had no food at home, she would rather use it to buy shoes than buy food.
This person can use
everybody's priority differs,
people's priority differs, but you know, do what is right, don't do the wrong thing at the right time. The clothes you are buying, that's if you wake up tomorrow, you don't have clothes to buy. This person would rather buy clothes than even eat. I'm like, what are you wearing clothes for? You just wear clothes, not future. You post to be like, this person have not worn this coat in 2 years. Is that one an achievement? That's an achievement. Yes, I'm wearing clothes. wearing different clothes every day is not an achievement. It's, and the person's name is celebrity. Funniest thing. So you have to ask yourself, what are the financial mistakes I've made in the past? Then you now think, what is my financial status now? How much am I earning? How can I work towards this money? Let me test my budget. Let me know what I want to do. Let me know what I want to buy. Let me know the most important thing for me. And at the end of the day, let me know how much I can save from this money I am collecting. Let me know that no matter how small, I must save. Why? Because I have a future. One day you get married. One day you want to buy a car. One day you want to buy a house. One day you want to buy this, you want to buy that. Is it your 100,000 you used to buy it in a month? No. So you have to save the future. So your next question should be, what are my financial goals in the future? What status do I want to be financially? Do I want to be like someone that, or do I want to be robbing the money? Do I have things that I want to use money for? You know, you start thinking of the future. What's this money that I'm going to save from this income? You know that some people can't change. They'll be like, ah, I can't continue earning this 100,000. No, it's not possible. And the power of it was the same that they'll be able to earn 200,000. Why? Because human needs, it increases every day. If you're earning 100,000, you live according to 100,000. By the time you earn 200,000 tomorrow, you'll be like, but I was earning 100,000 and I was. That's 100,000 not be okay for you. Exactly.
Man,
it's not be okay for you. So you have, according to you, don't live above your income. Don't live above your means. Yes. And make sure that.
Okay. So I need to identify my past financial mistakes.
Exactly.
My current financial
status for the future. Where do I want to be financially in the future? Yes. So when you now have all these things, you know that this is what I want to do. This is how I want to spend my money. I don't want to be spending my money on unnecessary things for now. I don't want to buy shoes. In the next 4 months, I'm not buying shoes. In the next 4 months, I'm not buying bags. I'll live according to what I have now. And then that's why you see that most women, their husbands fight with them. Why? Because they spend money wastefully. You'll be like, please, I give you this money. What do you use this money for? You start stamming. You don't know what they use the money for. And you know, men like seeing men that they are financially sound. Like, you can use money wisely.
Yes.
It's not as if you are broke, but don't be wasteful. Men is.
They don't,
that do not spend money wisely.
Even parents, it's children that are wasteful.
I know of one woman. Your five naira, you must account for a 5 naira. You can't account for a 5 naira. She should send you money. She should know that you are meant to bring 10 naira change. You should not come and say that, maybe you use the 10 naira change to buy something. She'll be like, that something needed to buy. Was it needed? If it's not needed, you bring a 10 naira change. I know this one. You bring 10 naira change. Why? Because she has unnecessary waste, unnecessary needs. You should win. Necessary needs. So you must know that this money, I want to live with this income. I don't want to live above my needs.
It's take a lot of financial discipline to do that.
They like living, they like living to please people. Who are you pleasing? This person you're pleasing. This person can be any size than you. And you're trying to please them. Please them that what? They're not the one paying you. And the funniest thing is that when you try to please people, you just be at the receiving end. Why? Because by the time, why? Because
at the receiving end.
Okay, for instance, let's say, this person is wearing this clothes. I want to wear this clothes too. This person is making this set. I want to make this set. Even if the person is complimenting you, by the time you go broke, you're not able to tell the person that you are broke because you are trying to please them. You get. By the time you want to borrow money, you won't be able to go and meet that person that, please come and borrow me, I'm broke, I was trying to please you. You will not even be able to say it. So the thing is that live according to your means. Don't please people financially. Do what you can do. And there are some people that they know they don't have this money, but because they want to please you, they can go and borrow on your behalf. Just so that they can, you can know that they care for you. Things are not done that way. Do what you can do. Help those people you can. Help those people you can help at that particular time. Don't do.
And if you take it to the financial advice from saving and everything, you might really not need
your budget, your
to borrow.
Are fine. You're having a good income. Your budgets are fine. Your savings is there. You are not owing any money. In fact, if you are not owing money, you live a free life because you are not thinking of how will I pay this person's money. You will be thinking of how can I save more. Where can I invest so that this money will be double for me? What can I do that will make this money more for me? Why? Because you're not owing anybody. You're not pleasing anybody. You're just living your life. Your financial life is just fine for you. You get? So you must work on your budget. You must work on your savings. You must make sure that no matter what, you have cleared all your debts. You're not owing anybody any money. And even when you are, yes, you must discipline yourself financially. You must let go of some things. It's not everything you buy. You must be able to close your eyes to some things. Yes.
Must be able to identify our needs from our wants.
That are first do what is first and do what is last. You cannot say that you want to come and buy what are they calling this? You know that you need. You know, I have one friend now. This friend, she knows things. I have one friend. This friend, she knows that she doesn't need this shoe. She'll tell you she needs office shoe. She'll now go and buy fancy shoe that she knows she cannot wear to the office. That's what you need. She'll now be complaining that, and I need this shoe, but I need this pattern. You know you need office shoe. Why do you know about the office shoe? You have the money. Why did you go and buy fancy shoe? Fancy shoe that you can only wear when you're going for party. You can only wear once a month. You don't have to buy the one that you can wear every day. So make sure you set your priorities right. Do what is first, and do what is last.
Thank you so much. No. But I would like to ask something quick. Okay, what about students that do not earn? Like, just receive allowance. How would you advise them? Would you still tell them to out of their little allowance? You know, some of us don't collect.
Okay, now
out of that little allowance, would you still advise that they should take little amount of money and still save?
I was once a student, and one thing I do is that when I collect money, it might not be much, it might be weekly, I make sure that even before I ask for another one, I still have something with me. No matter what, some students are very good at saving. Some students will be able to drink garri and save. Why some don't want to eat chicken and not save? So you might not be able to balance it, but even if as a student you cannot save every month, make sure that no matter what, if you save like now, if you save like 2,000 from this monthly allowance, and maybe your parents now tell you that next month we'll not be able to quickly send you money. And you have already finished spending all the money they sent. How will you now leave before they can be able to send another one? But if you had saved 2,000,
you will leave on friends.
You know that okay, I'll manage this 2,000 naira. Spending the time that my parents will be able to send me this money. So as a student, that's why students you can have a saving account. You can open those accounts that if you don't have 1,000 in the account, you cannot withdraw, you're not able to withdraw your money. Have no matter what, something, no matter how little, save something from that your student account. It's not all money you ask your parents for as a student. When you're in school, no. Like now, all those 100 level students, when they want to do FYB, when they say they need it. So most of them, the money they've saved right from time, they will use to attend to some need at their final year. Okay, you want to do for the copy when you're doing your projects. You want to do 15 naira for the copy. Will you call your mom to do that? You want to do 15 naira for the copy. You want to do 100 naira printout. Will you call your mom that you want to do 100 naira printout? No. It's all is from the money you save that you want to move those little change. You get, don't just spend don't just spend any abroad. You cannot say because you're in school, because your friends are buying this, you now buy it. Mm-mm. And watch the friends, the type of friend that you keep that will want to, that determines your money. So when you want to, you know, peer pressure, because my friends are buying this, this canteen, I want to go and eat it, so I want to go to this canteen too. How that you do, and you find out that you just spend all your money finish. So even as a student, so still, no matter what, you can open a savings account. You can have two accounts, open a savings account, and make sure that you leave like at least like 1.5 inside that account. Why? Because that money, you are still the one that will fall back to it. Nobody will come out when you go to your account and say, I want to withdraw this person's money. No, you are still the one that will fall back to that money, because why? You are the one that saved it, and you saved it for your purpose. No matter what, even as a student, you can also save for the future. You can also save for the time that maybe your parents are not able to send you this plenty amount that you want. You can tell them you want 10,000 and they'll be like, let me send you 8,000 naira first. You can be able to help.
For urgent expenses.
Okay, let's say for instance, now you go to you go for a lecture and your lecturer says you must buy this textbook. You just have five left, and you must buy this textbook. The money you have, you can use it to buy that textbook before you even come and call them and say, oh, I want to buy this textbook, it's $2,500, but I've already bought it for my money I saved. So saving is just like your saving grace in the future. Your saving grace.
Saving grace.
When you need money in the future, you're not going to be looking for cracking your brain. You know that, I have this money already, let me take out of my savings. It's because of things like this, because of unforeseen future circumstances, that's why I'm saving this money. And when you want to remove that, make sure you're removing it for something tangible. Don't remove your savings for something that is not reasonable at all. Remove your savings.
Don't save because you want to buy clothes again.
Remove your savings for something that you know that you will be able to give accounts for. Exactly.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right, thank you so much, Ms. Dalapod. Thank you so much. It was really wonderful listening attentively to you. And I know everyone that will listen to you will gain at least more than one thing, because at least today I've gained the fact that in my financial journey, I need to start by trying to identify my past financial mistakes, my current financial status, and trying to plan my financial growth, whether I am there yet or not. And I've learned so much about savings. I've learned so much about the fact that sometimes it's always better to even invest than save as a business person. And I should not lavish all my money because I'm a monthly earner, because of unforeseen occurrence that might happen. You never can tell unforeseen circumstance, and I should try to avoid debt and the likes, right? So, and also you were trying, as regards students, you said sometimes your friends determine your financial stability, and you also talk about financial discipline. Oh, thank you so much. All these are so helpful and insightful. We really do appreciate you and this podcast and giving us all this for free. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we'll have you on the podcast again some other time, maybe to teach us how to grow our small income businesses and the likes. Really do appreciate you. Thank you again, Mr. Dalapod. And to everybody that are listening to this podcast till the end, I hope you learned one or two things. And please, I would really like if you can send in a review about this particular episode and what you think about the lessons we've received from Ms. Dalapod today. You guys are the real MVPs, and I love you guys.